Joe Biden rages against critics of his multi-trillion spending agenda, "We are changing people's lives." By Charlie Spiering on June 14, 2022. President Joe Biden appeared angry about criticism of his multi-trillion dollar agenda causing inflation, boasting he was helping Americans suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. "I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending," Biden cried. "We're changing people's lives." The president delivered a fiery speech at an AFL-CIO union conference in Philadelphia about the state of the economy as his approval ratings continue falling. Biden was defensive about the cost of his partisan $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, insisting that Americans during the coronavirus pandemic were struggling to put food on the table and needed help to pay their rent. He boasted about the historic record of jobs created as the economy reopened after the coronavirus lockdowns. "People don't want to talk about it these days, but it's true," he griped. Biden acknowledged, however, that his economic record was imperfect, although he claimed he was still working to fix it. "Jobs are back, but prices are still too high. COVID is down, but gas prices are up." The president again blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine for record-high gas prices, describing it as Putin's gas price hike. "Just since he invaded Ukraine, it's gone up $1.74 a gallon. Because of nothing else but that," Biden said, without mentioning that gas prices have doubled since he took office. Biden repeated his spending proposals for the government to cover other costs for American families who were struggling from inflation and high gas prices. The president complained that Republicans continue to block his spending agenda because they are still in the grip of the ultra-mega agenda. "That's why my plan is not finished and why the results aren't finished either," he said.